I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. The White House says it's extremely disappointed by Russia's decision to give Edward Snowden asylum. Russian authorities granted the former intelligence analyst temporary asylum for 1 year. Snowden left Moscow's Sheremetyevo airport for an undisclosed location today. The Obama administration has accused Snowden of espionage after his leaks revealed the NSA's far-reaching secret surveillance of phone and internet traffic. Today, Snowden accused the administration of not respecting the law. The BBC's Tara McElvey is covering the reaction from U.S. officials in Washington.
Well, they've maintained the line, which is that Snowden is not a dissident or a human rights activist and that he needs to come back to the U.S. for trial. But they've also showed that they're very, very upset with Putin and with his decision to allow Snowden to roam free or to spend some time in Russia.
What did they say about Putin?
They say they're very disappointed in his decision and that they wished that they had been more cooperative in bringing Snowden back to the States.
Now, there were plans for Obama to visit Moscow next month. What's happened to those plans?
So far, we're not sure what's going to happen, but it seems unlikely that something like that is going to be derailed by this. And also, these developments are surprising for people on the outside, but I'm sure that White House officials had anticipated all kinds of different outcomes and are hardly shocked by this.
What are you hearing about why the Russians chose to do this at this time? Anything come out about that?
It's not been entirely consistent what the Russians have done in terms of Snowden. Putin has said different things that, you know, that in the beginning it seemed as though they weren't particularly thrilled that he was there. And now they seem to be coming to terms with it and are looking for ways to use it to their advantage. But there's no question that the U.S.-Russia relationship has been really troubled. And this is just one more sign of it.
What was next month's summit supposed to address?
They were going to talk about various issues that are affecting both countries. And, of course, Syria is always going to come up in conversations with Russians and Americans. And those problems are certainly not going to go away. And both people in Moscow and Washington are hoping that this dispute right now is not going to derail those kinds of conversations.
Now, today when the White House press person Jay Carney made this announcement, was his tone kind of can you describe his tone when he talked about this?
I think that he did the things that a White House official would say in the sense that he shows how, you know, upset and he's outraged that Putin has done this. But again, a lot of this is theater. You know, there's a certain amount of posturing on both sides. This seems dramatic today. You know, Snowden's release into Russia is certainly important for Snowden and for the people around him. But I think in long-term relationships like these, the bumps are going to be pretty small over time.
The BBC's Tara McElvey in Washington.